Well, welcome back once again. Let me ask you a question. You ever feel the need to just, get away? Far from the maddening crowd, as they say? Well, just be sure you remember to come back to that maddening crowd. Yeah, let's go get started. What could be better than leaving the crazy rat race behind to escape on a 10-day South Pacific cruise? And what's better, a write-off on your taxes to boot. This week's episode, Stranded. My, but they were a boisterous group when they met up at the dock that gorgeous day in Sydney. They had been eagerly anticipating the 10-day South Pacific cruise ever since the executive committee of the NALIP approved their annual tax-dodging membership meeting. After their grueling 15-hour flight from L.A., they were ready to party. And it wouldn't just be any cruise, mind you. No, indeed. The whole shebang, which included the round-trip airline tickets, hotel expenses, and the $9,000 price tag for the 10 days of South Pacific pleasure, would be one big fat South Pacific tax write-off. After all, even the IRS understood that association business matters must be attended to, even if those every afternoon IRS-required business meetings were accompanied by a lavishly stocked bar, helping to make quick work of the association agenda items, like increasing the NALIP annual membership fees. Right on time, 4 p.m., they departed the Sydney Harbor. Day 4. As the ship rounded the halfway point of the excursion, everything was hunky-dory. 3,000 members packed on pounds in the ship's dining hall. Every meal carefully prepared by the chef, who was ever sensitive to the passengers' dietary restrictions and preferences. Then, the storm struck. It was an unforeseen South Pacific weather event. So unexpected, even the Maritime Weather Service and the captain were caught with their pants down. Gale force winds whipped off the coast of Malaysia with such force, the captain and his chief pilot struggled to keep the ship afloat as it listed hard to port. When water washed over the rails, amidst screams of terror, it began to sink. Many of the 3,000 members went down with the captain and his ship. Miraculously, 516 survived. They had somehow kicked and crawled their way into the lifeboats, and despite the 30-foot seas, managed to stay afloat. Those 516 survivors washed up on the shores of the remote, uncharted South Pacific island. After 5 days in the scorching subtropical sun, their situation was getting desperate. Unquenchable thirst turned their parched throats into parchment. Agonizing stomach cramp hunger. Pampered suburban skin, now suburban blistered. Then, on day 7, with many of them now delirious, a miracle happened. A refrigerated shipping container had broken loose from some hot cargo ship passing on the distant horizon. Incredibly, the wind and steering currents washed it ashore. Oh, how those delirious, confused passengers cheered as they swung the massive doors open. It was the third and final week of the air search operation. It had been launched by the Navy in Subic Bay. The last plane was about to return around and return to base when, incredibly, the 27-year-old first officer spotted them. 12 hours later, rescuers looked on in horror as they saw the bodies lying on the beach next to that shipping container. Bloated, rotted corpses bobbing like grotesque balloons in the waves. The beach, littered with hundreds of empty plastic milk bottles and cheddar cheese packages. the ravenous passengers had obviously ripped them open in their delirium. 4 months later, the newly elected president of the NALIP addressed a tragically diminished membership.
First, let me offer my deepest sympathies to the 2,500 families that lost a loved one at sea, and, perhaps more so, to those families who suffered the loss of one of those 516 survivors, who must have suffered hideously on that remote beach. Our hearts go out to all of them. Today, to all of you, I want to reassure you that my number one priority as your new president will be to recruit as many members as possible to fill the ranks once again of our National Association of Lactose Intolerant People.